This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a mild evening across Israel. Skies are mostly clear in Tel Aviv, perfect for a quiet walk. Jerusalem is experiencing a cool breeze, while Haifa remains comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, a clash between Hamas and the Board of Peace over disarmament terms has led to a standstill in negotiations. Earlier today, Hamas stated it would disarm only after the full implementation of the initial phase. Also, according to Mariv, Mishka Ben David argues that Israel must shift its approach as military power alone cannot deliver absolute victory. He emphasizes the need for alternative strategies. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Israel is on alert for potential escalation, expressing doubt over the U.S. blockade strategy concerning Iran. Israeli officials are skeptical about a deal, given Iran's refusal to meet past U.S. demands. Separately, Axios has reported that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal presents political challenges for Netanyahu, but could be a step towards a broader peace deal with Iran. And finally, I-24 News notes that Iran has presented the U.S. with a three-step plan to transition from ceasefire to ending the war, suggesting potential diplomatic progress. Reaction has been swift on social media. From X, the latest, OSINT613 reports that the U.S. mission announced by Trump to aid ships in the Persian Gulf won't involve direct escorts by Navy warships. Instead, the U.S. will guide ships through safe navigation routes. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted earlier today that the behavior isn't new. He highlighted past instances of dishonesty, including support for Kremlin propaganda. Middle East underscore 24 shared that a microbus crashed into a restaurant in Cairo's El Marg district 2 days ago, injuring 4. The condition of some victims has worsened, and full details are still awaited. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the impasse in negotiations between Hamas and the Board of Peace, the Jerusalem Post outlines the complexity of the disarmament agreement. Hamas insists on completing phase one before giving up its weapons. This deadlock impacts regional stability and peace efforts. Turning to Israel's strategic approach, Mishka Ben David, writing for Mariv, reflects on the limitations of military power. He calls for alternative solutions to achieve long-term peace. His views add to the ongoing debate about Israel's military and diplomatic strategies. Meanwhile, Ynet focuses on Israel's concerns over U.S.-Iran talks. The chances of a successful deal appear slim due to Iran's stance. This situation leaves Israel preparing for possible regional tensions. On the diplomatic front, Axios highlights Trump's ceasefire announcement. The 10-day halt in hostilities between Israel and Lebanon may open new channels for peace talks. However, it also tests Netanyahu's political acumen. In a related development, I-24 News details Iran's three-step plan proposed to the U.S. This plan could advance the cessation of hostilities, suggesting a potential thaw in long-standing tensions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Carbyne's founders received $60 million in bonuses from the Axon sale, leading to a lawsuit by a minority investor over alleged conflicts of interest. Separately, Walla Business discusses a Shoresh Institute study on the housing market. Prices have soared by 130%, while incomes only rose by 45%. This makes renting a long-term necessity for many Israelis. And finally, according to Globes, Deputy Budget Commissioner Tamar Levi-Bone warns of a trauma economy. She stresses the need for Israel to balance debt, standard of living, and security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.